Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
On God's green earth, a great day to consider what comes next in this bitter and highly consequential and fast-moving presidential campaign. There's new polling today, both on senatorial races and on the presidential race, that is stunning. It's surprising. And we will get to that in which direction. Of course, people are reacting and feel buffeted by all of the developments just in the last week. If you take a look at what has happened, starting a week ago Sunday, that was when the New York Times dumped all that information about Trump's tax return, which allegedly about his tax payments for many years. He hasn't confirmed any of that. He hasn't exactly denied it either. And that, of course, was followed by the debate a week ago. Is that unbelievable? That debate was only a week ago? It seems like everything has changed since then. The debate was the first. Some people think it may be the last. There's insistence by a number of commentators that they really do need to change the format of the debate. And not just for the vice presidential debate, which is tomorrow, and they've already announced there will be some changes in format, but not as much as some critics say. There's a columnist named Crisp who says that there's no reason to do in-person debates, to bring Mike Pence, who has been exposed, as we know, very directly and in close proximity, to the coronavirus. He's being tested all the time, and apparently he's fine so far, and I'm sure he will continue and will do his job at the debate tomorrow night. But the idea of having this being done virtually, now you think about it, a lot of people watch cable news, and all the time people are doing conversations with one another from a remote location. What's the advantage of the remote location? Well, the advantage is you have one person speaking at a time. In other words, one of the problems that people have with this suggestion for the next Trump debate is if President Trump is in fact on the same stage with Joe Biden, even if they do have some kind of plexiglass barrier between them, as has been suggested for safety reasons and for virus reasons, even if they have something like that, if they turn off Trump's microphone, he can still make himself heard while Joe Biden is trying to speak, and probably would. However, if you are doing a debate from a distance, if it's zoomed in using Zoom or just regular television magic where you're in a studio in Seattle and you're part of a panel that may be on any kind of cable network, and other people are in different cities and there's somebody else in New York or Washington who's moderating. That happens all the time. So why can't they do that with a vice presidential debate or with a presidential debate that's coming up a week from now? It's unclear. But President Trump, who loves drama and loves confrontations, has now said that he is feeling well and he will be there at that debate, which is scheduled for October 15th. And or it's October 14th, actually, which is a week from tomorrow. Pretty amazing. And we will see if what they do about turning off microphones or about any rules changes or anything to try to restore order to the debating process. One of the ideas about the vice presidential debate is I think people assume that it's going to be unlikely that there will be quite as much flouting of the rules, quite as much talking over each other. That surely is not Mike Pence's style. And there are a number of commentators who have looked at this and said, okay, what is it about Mike Pence that allowed him, even according to the New York Times, which of course very much favored the ticket of Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine, when Mike Pence debated Tim Kaine, he got the better of him. And it really was because Mike Pence came across like a nicer, more engaged human being. Warmer. More accommodating. A more pleasant guy. And I think, is, by the way, one of the skills that he will deploy against Kamala Harris. And it's one of the reasons that people should not underestimate Mike Pence, particularly not in this context. 1-800-955-1776. The idea of Mike Pence and Kamala Harris going at each other, the people who think that, oh, gosh, Kamala Harris has a natural advantage here, that she really has to be considered the favorite. There's actually, they did a national poll where they asked people, who would you favor, aside from their running mates, for vice president, Mike Pence or Kamala Harris? And actually, Harris was leading, of course. I mean, Biden is leading in the average from Real Clear Politics by over 9 points now. And, of course, she was ahead, but she was only ahead 3 points, which is in within the margin of error. And I think that's significant, and it's because people, first of all, they don't really know her. And they do know Mike Pence better. And basically, I think Americans like him. There's a piece today by Bill McGurn in the Wall Street Journal. And the headline is, "Don't Underestimate Mike Pence." And he writes, "Our opinion-shaping class appears to expect that Ms. Harris, a former prosecutor, will wipe the floor with a mild-mannered vice president. Don't bet on it," says Bill McGurn. Yes, in the first Democratic primary debate, Ms. Harris put Biden on the ropes. That was actually the second debate where that happened. But she never matched that dominating performance in subsequent debates, and she had a hard time answering questions when Mr. Biden started firing back. After an explosive start, she flamed out and withdrew from the race before a single vote had been cast. Unlike Ms. Harris, he writes, Mr. Pence's advantages are all the understated ones. And unlike Mr. Trump, the words most often used to describe the vice president are calm and measured. Has anybody ever described Donald Trump that way? I don't think so. Those who have watched him know his aw shucks Midwestern demeanor, and that serves him well in debates. This is how Mr. Pence prevailed the last time he was on the debate stage. In 2016, Hillary Clinton's pick for Vice President Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia took more or less the same approach Mr. Trump took last week, badgering and interrupting Mr. Pence to try to make him answer for Mr. Trump's more provocative comments. It didn't work. Even the New York Times conceded in a headline that commentators give edge to Mike Pence. What one observer called Mr. Kaine's over-caffeinated style, the Times article suggested, had backfired against Mr. Pence's Hoosier imperturbability. Commentators and critics said Mr. Pence's successfully played defense for 90 minutes, dodging, denying, and ultimately appearing more stately as he handled an unenviable challenge with remarkable steadiness. That same Mike Pence will be back, and partially because of aspects of his background that don't get the attention they deserve. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
As you know, our friend.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I just was appalled when I heard this.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's beyond belief.
And to put in context what the New York Times said about Tim Kaine, who's the senator, former governor, he's actually a current senator, he's still in the U.S. Senate. and the former governor of Virginia, who was Hillary's running mate, how quickly you forget. I mean, think about it. If somebody asks you, quick, who was Hillary Clinton's running mate? Would people remember Tim Kaine? People are much more likely to remember who John McCain's running mate was. That was Sarah Palin. And why? Because of all the vice presidential debates, going all the way back to the first vice presidential debate, was a debate between Bob Dole, who was running for vice president, along with Gerald Ford, the incumbent president. And they were running against Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale. And does that sound like an exciting debate? Anyone who remembers Walter Mondale and Bob Dole? It wasn't a great deal of excitement, but Bob Dole made a nasty remark about Democrat wars, implying that Vietnam and Korea and World War II were Democrat wars. He had basically lost the use of his right arm in World War II. He is a genuine war hero from that conflict. But in any event, that was the first televised vice presidential debate. Of all of the vice presidential debates, the one with the biggest ratings by far was Sarah Palin versus Joe Biden, where they both did fine. It didn't really change the race any. Of course, Joe Biden was running with Barack Obama. Sarah Palin was running with John McCain. And because of the economic collapse that had just occurred in September before the November. And remember, Lehman Brothers went under and there needed to be a government bailout, and it was a disastrous time economically. Of course, the Obama-Biden ticket was heavily favored. And Sarah Palin, I think, held her own. So did Joe Biden. But people were fascinated because they didn't know much about this governor of Alaska, other than the fact that she was relatively young. She surely was attractive on TV, and she was somebody new and a fresh face, which is what McCain had wanted, something to stir up the campaign. In any event, that got tremendously high ratings. People are expecting that this one will be even higher because it's more consequential. Nobody really was thinking, at least not consciously, front of mind, back in 2008 when Sarah Palin debated Joe Biden. No one was thinking, Joe Biden may have to take over for Barack Obama. Barack Obama was one of the younger candidates we've had for president. And people were not even thinking about that about Sarah Palin, because despite the fact that John McCain was older, he seemed not to be nearly as troubled by diseases or threats to his life as Joe Biden has been. I mean, he's had aneurysm. In any event, the idea right now is that the vice presidential job is very much front of mind. Let us go to Dave in Portland, Oregon. Dave, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Just wanted to comment your opening statements about having a presidential debate, or for that matter, it could be a vice presidential debate via Zoom or something like that, and kind of, why can't we have that? I think we're all in agreement that trust is a big factor in everything that's going on right now. And I don't know, maybe you can think of it, but if you're on a Zoom meeting, there's nothing to prevent that candidate or that person from having a myriad of experts sitting there with teleprompters and screens typing away an answer to a question versus on a debate stage in person, which we have. And you saw in the first debate where you could see they panned out and you could see everybody that was there, and it's on the up and up. I wouldn't trust either one. I don't care whether it's Trump or Biden to be on the up and up.
Let me tell you why I think that you wouldn't have to deal with that situation. Surely if they did something like this with Zoom, if they did it with people in different parts of the country, there would be press there. In other words, they're not going to be in some kind of isolation booth. No one is talking about that. Remember from the old quiz shows, they used to put people in an isolation booth? That's not the idea. The idea is that you're separated from the candidate that you're debating. And this is a point, by the way, that is made by this guy, John M. Crisp, who I mentioned, who is a syndicated columnist. And he says the nation should operate under the assumption that the president is going to recover and that the campaign will go on. The first debate was a disaster, however. Only those with appreciation for rhetorical blood sport found anything uplifting or informative in the confrontation between Trump and Joe Biden. The Commission on Presidential Debates, which has been organized the debate since 1987, knows that as a big problem. Within 12 hours, it promised new measures to inject more order into the debates. As yet, they are unspecified. But in light of the president's infection and the fact that he may have been contagious during that first debate, the most obvious and essential change is a move to a remote format. He says a remote debate could be inherently more orderly. Some have suggested cutting the mics of the debaters who interrupt, crosstalk, or exceed their time limits. But Trump is unlikely to be reined in by a dead mic as long as Biden is within 20 feet. And look, in terms of your concern, Dave, and I think it's a legitimate concern, but let me mention something else about that, because I don't know if you, Dave, have had the experience of speaking in public, but especially something like that when you're on TV, when you're on camera. It doesn't really help if someone is passing you a note or talking into your ear or somehow advising you. It's distracting. It's more difficult. And it truly is. And especially when you look at these two older guys, and they both are, can you imagine somebody trying to hold up a card and then Joe Biden or Donald Trump trying to decide, what does it mean? Say, mention point 4B or something. First of all, it won't happen because the press will be there. Secondly, it won't happen because it's really not that much of an advantage. To go back to Mike Pence, and as I said, a part of his background that many people don't know, he is trained as a lawyer, but Mike Pence spent several years, I think 4 or 5, as a talk show host in Indiana. And he was very successful. And he advertised himself as a decaffeinated Rush Limbaugh, which is why it's sort of ironic that Tim Kaine failed against him, because he was too caffeinated. So what about Kamala Harris? How is she preparing for this debate? It's actually kind of funny and interesting and revealing. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
The country.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hasn't experienced any symptoms of the coronavirus since returning to the White House, according to White House physician Dr. Sean Conley. In a memo released Tuesday, Dr. Conley provided a progress report on the president's recovery, saying that his vital signs and physical exam remain stable and that the president is doing well. Conley says the president met with his team of doctors Tuesday morning and that they remain optimistic on his progress. Meanwhile, some questions still do remain about the president's health. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, tells CNN that while the president looks to be recovering well, it's possible his condition could still worsen in the coming days.
Sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. His physicians know a reversal meaning going in the wrong direction and get into trouble. It's unlikely that it will happen, but they need to be heads up for it. He knows it. The physicians know it. So they're going to keep an eye out on it.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Michael Medved Show, you know that one of the reasons that the debate didn't work out for President Trump, the first debate, and why he's so eager to go at Joe Biden again and maybe more effectively next time, is that he had spent so long, basically the whole campaign, belittling his opponent. He said Joe Biden doesn't even know he's alive. His mind is gone, as the Star Trek soundbite proclaims. And that basically set up the situation where as long as Joe Biden got up there and didn't drool and was at least occasionally coherent, and he was, that he would benefit from the debate more than Trump because he had set such a low bar. Now, the Democrats are making the opposite mistake about Kamala Harris. They're talking about what a brilliant prosecutor she was, and she's such a tough cookie, and she's been preparing hard for the debates, and we know that she has been rehearsing with Pete Buttigieg playing Mike Pence. Why Pete Buttigieg? Because if you remember Pete Buttigieg at the Democratic debates, first of all, he was excellent, and secondly, he had that same kind of Mike Pence sort of Hoosier unflappability, didn't get excited, was calm, was steady, was articulate, and he also knows Mike Pence. They worked together when Mike Pence was governor of Indiana and Pete Buttigieg was the mayor of South Bend, and which is, by the way, where Amy Barrett has lived for years and years. And, okay, so with all of this going on, Mike Pence has been out campaigning fairly energetically. Of course, President Trump can't at this moment. He's still in isolation in the White House and recovering according to all reports from the COVID-19 episode. But with all of that, the Democrats, and the New York Times suggest this, may be making a mistake to talk up Kamala Harris's debating prowess, because then if she comes across just, well, then it's a big flop. And they don't want that, because there are lots of people who don't really know Kamala Harris. They don't know who she is. They don't know about her background. I think it's very unlikely that this will be a debate of personal attacks. I mean, remember President Trump very aggressively went after Hunter Biden? I don't think he will do that at the subsequent debates. I don't think it worked for him. It was just part of what a lot of people thought was the worst debate in the history of presidential debates, and it may have been. Campaign aides, reports the New York Times, now say Ms. Harris plans to avoid personal attacks, and she will avoid commenting on the president's condition. Well, of course she has to, and she can't take on the president because he said, don't be afraid of coronavirus. What she can take on is, okay, what's the problem with the United States? Why have we had such a tough time in responding to this virus? And by the way, I don't think that Mike Pence, who has been in charge of the coronavirus task force for the president of the United States, is going to have the same kind of braggadocious response that the president would. He's not going to say, well, we did such a great job. We were on top of everything. He'll be sincere and say, look, we've had some successes and failures like everybody else, but I certainly believe that I was working with great people. Da, 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 da. There will be some of that. The New York Times goes on to say, the advisors also pushed for a stronger safety protocols in advance of the debate, including strict enforcement of mask wearing and testing. Last time, the Trump family, Eric and Donald Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle and Lara Trump, they all took off their masks when they get went inside, which was against the rules, but they did. And already, the two candidates will be 12 feet apart, an increase from the 7 feet that was originally proposed, and they're expected to be separated by plexiglass. Now, will that be something that's distracting to the audience or to the candidates? Probably not. One challenge for Senator Harris, but also for the many Democrats who were convinced they're about to see Ms. Harris administer a rhetorical thrashing to Mr. Pence, is not to approach the debate like a cross-examination. And this is the point. She is best known, Kamala Harris, for being on the Senate Judiciary Committee for her cross-examination of Brett Kavanaugh. You may remember that. She was very tough on him for her response to Gorsuch. She was tough toward him. And generally, she's famous for that. She was part of the impeachment process. Been a very tough prosecutor. She can't be prosecutorial when you're talking about a vice president, because I think people will immediately sympathize with a vice president if she tries to get him, force him to defend some of Trump. Mr. Pence is being played by Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and a one-time presidential candidate, according to people familiar with the preparations. Mr. Buttigieg was selected, they said, for his debating skills and his knowledge of Mr. Pence's record as governor in their shared home state of Indiana. Tim Kaine, who debated Pence last time, said Pence is a professional communicator. He was a radio talk show host before he was in politics, so he can deliver a line. Yeah, with expertise and effectiveness. Research has found that it is much harder for female candidates, writes the New York Times, to be rated as likable than men, and that they are disproportionately punished for traits voters accept in male politicians, including ambition and aggression. At the same time, voters view their credentials more skeptically and question their toughness, a precarious situation that is so universal for women seeking leadership roles that it is known as the double bind. Okay, will Kamala Harris have a tough time projecting toughness? No, I think she does that fairly effectively. Will she have a tougher time projecting niceness, warmth? Look, this is one of those opportunities that Mike Pence has to get everybody to calm down, to stop the sense of panic, and maybe even to reach out, and I expect this to happen. Say, Senator Harris, look, we have to do something about the stimulus, and right now everything is broken down. How about you and I work together? And we do something about the stimulus. We do something about dealing with the pandemic on a bipartisan basis. What's she going to say? Now, would President Trump go along with his vice president saying that in the course of a debate? I think he would, because it's a way of putting Kamala Harris on the defensive. What Mike Pence will try to do is somehow subtly to undercut Kamala, said Hillary Clinton. And she said that at a fundraiser with Ms. Harris last month, she has to modulate her responses because we know there still is a double standard alive and well when it comes to women in politics. Well, I'll tell you, there is one double standard because there is polling information and new polling information that is just shocking about how one-sided the results are in terms of women voters. And that's an advantage for the Biden-Harris ticket that, of course, they'll try to ram home. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about elements of recent statements that Joe Biden has made that will be defensible or not. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years' worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved Show, every once in a while, a politician can unleash a zinger that has some real lasting impact. And who do you think said this? There's a reason why people question the trustworthiness of Hillary Clinton. And that's because they're paying attention. That's a pretty good line. That was a line from Mike Pence. So, yes, he's a nice guy, but yes, he can be tough. That was in his debate with Tim Kaine. And again, talking about the debate coming up with Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. Look, Tim Kaine was easy because he was awful. He was obnoxious. He was hectoring. He had a smirk. He did not come across well. And what the Times says, and I think they're right about this, is Pence and Harris bring markedly different styles to this debate. Mr. Pence, in his session with Mr. Kaine and during an earlier debate when he ran for governor of Indiana, proved to be a calm and disciplined figure, difficult to fluster, and given his easy bearing, unexpectedly adept at going on the attack. And then they cite that line about distrusting Hillary Clinton. He speaks quickly, rarely leaving a space between sentences for an opponent to jump in. John D. Podesta, you remember him. I've known John Podesta for a ridiculous amount of time, 50 years. John B. Podesta, who was Mrs. Clinton's campaign chairman in 2016, said Mike Pence is a very consistent, smooth, regulated debater. His experience as a radio host taught him to be well-prepared. He'll be the anti-Trump in this debate. It will be the opposite of what you saw last Tuesday. He'll come at you, Mr. Podesta said. He'll come at you well prepared. He can go on the attack. but it will be very modulated, silky. Ms. Harris is going to have Senator Harris a tough time. And again, one of the questions that will now she says that she wants to talk about what it is that Biden and she will do when they become when they take power, which is of course what she wants. But is that going to work? Well, we will see. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. I think the most telling thing is the idea that right now, even without the debate going in Mike Pence's direction, he's running within the margin of error. He is running only 3 points behind Kamala Harris, where there was just a big new poll. And yes, it's from CNN, but showing that between Trump and Biden, and this is the first big poll after the debate, and that includes some of the 2 days when they were polling people after the president's announcement of coronavirus, there's a 16-point lead. 16 points. That's the biggest ever for a challenger against an incumbent president. A 16-point lead for Joe Biden. And building on that lead, if we could go to clip 13, Michelle Obama basically comes out of retirement. They're getting ready for the release of President Obama's book right after the election, a book for which he was allegedly paid about $30 million. And they're expecting a gigantic bestseller from this book. In a video posted to the web, the former First Lady makes a plea to voters to actually get out to vote for Joe Biden. Listen.
They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs, whipping up violence and intimidation. And they're pinning it all on what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful movement for racial solidarity. It's true. Research backs it up. Only a tiny fraction of demonstrations have had any violence at all. So what the president is doing is once again patently false. It's morally wrong. And yes, it is racist. But that doesn't mean it won't work.
Okay, for Michelle Obama to go there and to claim it's only a tiny proportion, you can name. I mean, if you've been paying attention to the news, if you've been paying attention to this show, there are a dozen cities in America where the demonstrations have turned violent, some of them even deadly. And let me mention one that people don't even think about, Santa Monica, California. I used to live in Santa Monica. My wife and I, 25 years ago, we moved up to the Northwest, but before that we lived in Santa Monica. And the, quote, peaceful demonstrations completely looted one of the most prominent business districts in that city, which is an oceanside separate city adjacent to Los Angeles. And again, if you look at Portland, it's violent almost every night. And police officers are attacked. And she says nothing about that. That it's racist for the president to talk about supporting police and defending police. I think it's a low blow. And she shouldn't have to go there. But I think that one of the things that the Biden campaign is desperately worried about is the level of turnout. Because some of this polling news that they've gotten recently, which has probably encouraged them, not so much on the Senate side, but on the presidential side. One of the big questions they have is, will people actually turn up? And or will people fill out their ballots correctly? Because one of the things about mail-in ballots And this is true whether you're absentee voting, whether they're solicited ballots or they're ballots that you're just sent because you're a registered voter. However your ballots go, there are at least 1% of those ballots that are rejected. And they're rejected because people didn't sign their name correctly or they didn't put it in. I mean, one of the things that they found in Pennsylvania is if you send in a naked ballot, the way they're doing it with the mail-in voting in Pennsylvania, the same way they're doing it in Washington State and other places, is you have to put the ballot in a security envelope and then put it in the main envelope. And then if you don't have the security envelope, according to a judge, state judge who has just heard this issue in Pennsylvania, if that ballot comes in and it's not in the envelope it's supposed to in Pennsylvania, it won't count. So you're talking about if the election is close, there are literally hundreds of thousands of mail-in votes that could be thrown out. There always are. There were last time. Last time, about 20% of all votes across the country came in through mail. And this time, there are now 9 states where it's going to be all mail-in. You're not going to be expected to go to a polling place. I wonder if Mike Pence is going to field questions about that. Of course, there will be questions about that. There'll be questions about that from people in the audience. Because it's become an obsession, and actually I think it's a deserved obsession, is that, remember, that's something we talked about earlier. The election is November 3rd. Let's say it takes 2 weeks to decide the election, I mean authoritatively, completely, conclusively. Okay, so that brings us to November 17th. That still means you have November to December, December to January. You have 2 full months where President Trump is president. And if he is not accepting the results of the election, if there are reasons to question what has happened in this election, there are people who are seriously concerned about chances for violence. That's also one of the lessons from a new poll where people say they think that violence would be justified if their candidate loses. It's not a majority of people, but it's more than a fourth. What will happen? Startling new polling information coming up and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.